Among former presidents, Walter Mondale believes Jimmy Carter stands apart.
But he's got this part of him, this focus, this commitment. He gets onto something, he wants to get it done, and it's impressive to watch.
Hi, everyone.
As head of the Atlanta-based Carter Center, a nonprofit organization that wages peace, fights disease, and builds hope throughout the world, the former Georgia governor is one of the most accomplished ex-presidents of the U.S., a term his wife of 68 years is not fond of.
Yeah, and I don't like that. He was a great president. People are finding it out. Mm-hmm. And I like them to say, well, he's the greatest ex-president. Well, he is the greatest ex-president, but he was a great president, too.
The accomplishments of Jimmy Carter's presidency include normalizing relations with China, returning the Panama Canal to Panama, and negotiating the Camp David peace accords between Egypt and Israel.
I'm so proud of Paul W.
But they tend to be overshadowed by the economic decline in the U.S. in the late 1970s and the Iran hostage crisis, which dominated much of his final years in office.
I think it's clear that his presidency was not the greatest. That's not all of his doing. That's not all of his fault. A lot of that had to do with the circumstances he inherited. But I don't think there's shame in being called the greatest ex-president.
Emory University professor Joe Crispino says the path to the greatest ex-presidency began in the wake of Jimmy Carter's 1980 election defeat. The former president wanted to create a different kind of presidential library and museum that could host conflict resolution, modeled after the successful Camp David peace accords.
But it's grown enormously, and one of our basic principles has been that we don't duplicate what other people are doing. And so we have filled vacuums in the world, you might say, and over a period of 30 years or more now, we've gone into areas of international politics and alleviation of suffering and promoting democracy that others have never done.
The staff of the Carter Center has monitored more than 90 troubled elections, treated those suffering from neglected tropical diseases in many countries, and is on the verge of completely eradicating guinea worm disease. Crispino says while Jimmy Carter's efforts around the world make him a valued negotiator, he also attracts criticism.
He's been criticized for talking to leaders around the world, that he'll go and talk to anyone, and he's always criticized for that. He always feels like the fundamental issue for him is to try to bring people together and have conversations about difficult problems.
One problem that presently frustrates Mr. Carter is the unwillingness of the United States government to engage in direct talks with North Korea. After several visits to the closed communist country, Carter says he is willing to go again to secure the release of three Americans detained there. But so far, he hasn't got permission.
But there's no need for me to go unless I can get a designation from the U.S. government that I'm speaking officially for the U.S. government, which I cannot do. That's the truth of the matter.
At 90 years of age, the former president shows no signs of slowing down. When he is not traveling the world for the Carter Center, he might be behind an easel working on his next painting. In addition to being a prolific artist, Jimmy Carter is also a best-selling author, and he is currently working on his 29th book.
It has been a very exciting and challenging and unpredictable and adventurous, and I would say a very gratifying life.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Atlanta, Georgia.